So in the run up to this lecture, I was chatting to Marion, and as she said, I was at Howard Cressy. It was a high school in the 1980s, and I think I underestimated how much of an effect it had on me. And really, it was a formative period in the way that it shaped my thinking about all sorts of things, in particular disadvantage and oppression and just colonialism, and in fact everything that can be associated with being the underdog, I guess. And that spilled over into my medical career as well. So I feel very strongly now that for children that it should never be determined by the amount of money that a parent makes, the quality of care that your child does or doesn't get. If a child grows up in South Africa, there should be no reason that they get a poorer quality of care here in South Africa than they do in New York and Paris. The third thing was that we work obviously in the state sector and the academic sector, and there should never be an excuse for delivering a poorer quality of care. We have great association with our private colleagues, and they deliver a very an excellent service. But we in the academic centers are not just a health service for patients who can't afford to pay. Very important we are that, but we also should be seeking to reach the pinnacle of our profession, and in fact deliver highly specialized services that can't be delivered in the private sector simply by taking advantage of the infrastructure that we have, creating the infrastructure, and clustering and regionalizing services. And then the fourth thing that it made me realize, and I'll get off my soapbox after this one, but the fourth thing that it made me realize is actually, one doesn't think about it as such, but there's an enormous advantage in disadvantage. And so disadvantage is part of our national discourse, particularly of late. And then there's disadvantage around every corner in South Africa, usually economic. You can't escape the issue of disadvantage. And being from Africa, being from South Africa, there's disadvantage when you compare us to our North American or European colleagues as well. But I think what a lot of people don't realize is that confronted with that disadvantage presents us with challenges and opportunities to develop in ways that people who grew up in an advantaged life often don't have. And if there has been any success that we have had in our unit thus far, and if there will be any success in the future, I think this is pretty much at the root of it.